You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. My sermon is titled, Even the Stones Cry Out. We're in the sermon series called Full to the Brim. We've been exploring God's abundance in our faith that should be extravagant out of that abundance that God brings into our lives. And that brings us here today to this Palm Sunday, to this triumphal entry of Jesus coming in on the streets on a donkey. And people are literally throwing out their cloaks upon the ground, noticing that the King has arrived, that the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, is indeed here. So much noise, so much loudness, that if they are not loud, creation itself will sing the song, that the stones will indeed cry out. Now, as you can imagine, this creates quite the scene, quite the political scene for the Jewish leaders of the day who are under the thumb, under the foot of the oppressive Roman Empire, and the idea of the people coming together and having this celebration, this coronation of Jesus as King, King of the Jews, remember, Messiah, Christ, Anointed One. This makes every leader in that city so afraid. What will the Romans do at this kind of scene? What will the Romans do when they hear about this? What are the Romans going to do to our families? What kind of tortures will they bring? What kind of oppression? We have to stop this Jesus. And of course, it doesn't stop. And so the leaders go to Jesus and say, Jesus, silence your disciples. Silence these people. Put down this unrest before the Romans come down upon us. And what does Jesus say? If they are silent, the rocks, the stones, creation itself, this ground here will shake and cry out. For indeed, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Creation itself has been wailing, has been moaning, has been in torture, waiting for this moment. Theologically, this is the very moment that all of history pivots around. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest of heavens. What those Jewish leaders, those Pharisees, those scribes, those Sadducees, all of those people don't know is that all of the future hinges on this moment right here. That indeed all of creation will cry and sing out at Jesus' coming. Friends, this gets down to the basics of our faith right here. What do we do in the face of oppression and repression and depression and suppression in our lives? Will we continue to cower at the powers, at the evil one, at all of these things? Or will we be willing to stand up and shout, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? Now, before you get too excited about, you know, standing up against oppression and suppression and repression and depression, I want you to think about what I just said there. It's not just a standing up. It's also a proclamation in that standing. It's not cowering in silence, but when we get up to speak, what are we saying? Because we are not speaking the words of Rome here. We're not speaking in the way that the oppressive empires and powers throughout history go about things. We are not bringing our might, our sword. We are not bringing the battle. We are not going to war. Instead, friends, it is Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's statements like, the Lord needs it. It's statements like coming in riding not on a stallion, not on this beautiful horse, but on a donkey. It's not coming into a prefixed and prepared coronation. It is this moment where the people themselves are just taking off their own coats and cloaks and clothing and throwing it down in the streets. It's this place where creation itself goes, I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted. It's this place where the rocks crack and creak, where they sing and make noise because God is literally walking on the ground. You see the contrast there, friends? You and I sometimes get excited about standing up against oppression. Here we go, I'm ready to go to battle. But the way that that happens is not through the ways of this world. And often when we hear that, we are tempted to actually go the direction that we often do in the face of injustice, in the face of unrighteousness, in the face of unholiness, in the face of those people who will desecrate and treat all of life as completely profound and not sacred. What we do is we shrink back. We go to silence. We politic out so as to not bring the oppressive thumb of empire down upon us. We just go silent in the face of evil. But the response of good news, the response of proclamation, the response of gospel is to say, I see God coming. I see the Anointed One walking in and among us. We cry out, Hosanna! In the highest heavens, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens ring out above and beyond the oppression. The heavens have come to earth in Jesus Christ. And it is in that proclamation, friends, that oppression is stood up against, that repression is pushed back, that suppression no longer has power, that depression no longer has sway and hold over our moods and over our lives. It's knowing that God is indeed walking in and among us. And as God does, the stones themselves, creation itself, the circumstance, environment, and situations of this world literally begin to shout and scream and sing out, God is here. I don't know what's going on in your particular life. I don't know even necessarily who you are out there listening to this sermon this morning, but I do know this, friend. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever oppression, suppression, repression, depression that you are dealing with in life, I know that the way to defeat it is not by conquering it through a fight, but knowing that Jesus Christ has come into your city, is walking along, is riding on that donkey, has arrived, and as such, you can look up and know God is here indeed. And for the rest of us, friends, for those of us not facing those particular kinds of situations and circumstances this week, I want you to think about, how do you bring Jesus in to the lives of people facing those things? It's about finding that donkey. It's about finding that colt. It's about going out into our lives in the world and looking at things and situations going, the Lord has need of that, because God wants to come in to this situation in a humble way, in a heavenly way, not through the powers that be, but through the power that has always worked through love and grace and hope. Because friends, the stones will assist us. The rocks will come alongside. Creation itself will be this chorus, this orchestra behind us as we proclaim good news, hopeful news, grace-filled news in our lives this week.